Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining this story of the day. We are in part two of the dangerous secret mission. And when we last left our chassid, who had been sent by his Rebbe, Rebbe Marash, on a dangerous secret mission, he had almost completed successfully the mission. The mission, if you remember, was to go to the capital of Russia, called Petersburg, and find a certain government building, and go into a certain government office, and look on a certain government shelf, and find a certain government file which told the whole story of the imprisonment of the Alter Rebbe, the first Chabad Rebbe, the imprisonment and the interrogation, all the questioning, and the release, the miraculous release of the Alter Rebbe back in 1799, I think. Well, if you remember, the Chassid did all that he was supposed to do. His Rebbe, who was the great-grandson of the Alter Rebbe, had told him to go on this mission, and he lived in Petersburg, and he traveled home, but he didn't even go home. He got right out of the train station and went right away to do the mission which the Rebbe assigned him. He found the government building, and he found everything, and he had the file in his hand, and he was about to leave when suddenly a heavy hand came down on his shoulder, and he realized that he had been caught. A big, strong officer was glaring at him very angrily. "What are you doing here?" he said. "Why are you taking a file?" And after a long silence, in which the chassid davened to Hashem and asked him to please protect him. After all, he was doing a mission for his Rebbe. And he thought about his Rebbe, hoping for an inspiration. And he decided in that moment that he would tell the truth. After all, he was on a mission from his Rebbe, and therefore, he had nothing to hide. And he would tell the truth, and what would happen would happen. And so he said to the officer, "I will tell you the truth, sir. This is why I am here. Because my Rebbe, Rebbe Marash, who is the great-grandson of the Alter Rebbe, the first Chabad Rebbe, Shneur Zalman of Liadi, sent me to get this file. Because this file has in it this story of the arrest and the interrogation, the questioning, and the eventual miraculous release of the Alter Rebbe from prison. After which the government said that he should go and continue his work, his holy work. After all the questioning, they realized that the Alter Rebbe was not only not somebody who belonged in prison, but on the contrary, he was a great and holy tzaddik, doing great and holy work, spreading the teachings of Chassidus and bringing Mashiach quicker. And that's why I'm here. The Chassid stopped talking, and he waited to see what would happen. The officer was quiet for a long time, and then he said, "I am not going to turn you over to the police. I'm not going to see that you get punished, and I'll tell you why. Because when the Alter Rebbe was imprisoned, I was a young soldier, and I was guarding in the courtroom, and I saw the great holiness of the Alter Rebbe, and I realized that this was a very, very special person that did not belong in prison, that he was on a holy mission from Hashem, and he should be left alone and released, which he was. And therefore, I'm not going to do anything to you either, because you were sent by the Alter Rebbe's great-grandson. Now please go ahead and go out, take the file, and nothing should be said of this to anyone." And so we see from here an amazing lesson. We all are on a secret mission from Hashem. It's not actually so secret, but our souls are all sent down to this world from heaven to learn Torah and to do mitzvahs and to daven and do good deeds and favors for people, good kindnesses. And this is exactly what will bring Mashiach and bring the Geula and allow that the Beis HaMikdash can be rebuilt. And so all of us have nothing to be afraid of. If somebody asks you why you're doing this or that, tell them, because this is Torah Mitzvahs. This is what Hashem told us to do. And this is what's going to bring Mashiach. And especially in such a year as this, which is a year of Hakel, a year in which if we had a Beis HaMikdash, if we had a king who was revealed to us, then we would have all been in the Beis HaMikdash during Sukkot. All Jewish people, men, women, and children would have been gathered to the Beis HaMikdash, and the king would have read to us from a special platform, from a Sefer Torah, a special Sefer Torah, from the Book of Devarim, in which we would be inspired to revere Hashem and love Hashem and to do more and more Torah mitzvahs. And so too, this year we should try as much as possible to make gatherings of Jewish people, our family, our friends, our class, people in our block, relatives, whoever we can reach, to get together in Hakel, gather together with some Divrei Torah, some inspiration, and this will certainly bring Mashiach quicker. And may you all have much, much success in your mission that Hashem sent you, which only you can do, to learn Torah and to do mitzvahs in your special way, and to help other people also come closer to Torah mitzvahs in the special way that only you know. Thank you for joining us for the story of the day.